Welcome to the Covenant Community Church podcast. We hope that this teaching will bless you. Share with us how God is moving in your life and how this message impacts you by emailing us at media@covenantcc.net. Are you ready? It's time for the Word.
Why don't you go to Mark chapter 3, verse 23, and I want to talk about making home heaven or hell. Do you mean to tell me, Pastor Michael, that what happens at this table actually makes a difference in how my children show up emotionally and how they grow up with stability? Yeah, absolutely, yes. You see, we think that the little boy and the little girl, Johnny and Sarah, are not listening to mom and dad, the masculine and the feminine spirit, fight in the bedroom. Science says just the opposite. What's interesting is Satan knows how to destroy your home, and he wants to make your home full of hell. He wants to make home hell. And so let's start in Mark chapter 3, verse 23, and let's read it, because Mark chapter 3, verse 23, I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation because it's a better interpretation. It says, Jesus called them over and responded with this illustration. How can Satan cast out Satan? He asked. He said, a kingdom divided by civil war will collapse. And he said, similarly, which is really interesting, similarly, a family splintered by feuding will fall apart. If I were Satan, I would confuse the difference between masculinity and femininity and make them think there's no difference by multiple bathrooms. If I were Satan, I would confuse masculinity and femininity because, as we said last week, and go to the podcast and listen to it, they receive love differently. A masculine spirit receives love differently than a feminine spirit receives love. And if someone can convince a masculine spirit that he's just the same as a feminine spirit, then he will never feel love. And if I were Satan, I would then secondly turn around and I would take this box behind me called home. You may know it as a family. And I'd make it a living hell for you. I would make it so full of turmoil and chaos that even the children were full of anxiety. One of the interesting things about traveling globally is I can take you to the Kingdom of Cambodia, or I can take you to the Basotho people in Lesotho, South Africa. I can take you to the Aborigines in Africa. I can take you to India. I can take you to Indonesia. I can take you to Russia. I can take you to the remote part of Australian outback. And no matter where you go and what culture you find, what religion they say they serve, I will show you one family unit that's similar to all of human beings. And Satan knows this, and he knows that if he can destroy us, he's got us. The truth is, God has designed all of us for families, no matter who we are. And when you look at research, I want you to listen to me carefully today. When you look at research, U.S. News and World Report actually says that parents who chronically argue and fight in front of their children leave long-lasting emotional scars on their children. As a matter of fact, the research says that when a masculine spirit or a feminine spirit slams doors and shouts and eats dinner in stone-cold silence between a mom and a dad, or a masculine spirit and a feminine spirit, could be your sister and your brother, could be your grandpa and your granddaughter, you scar children emotionally. As a matter of fact, the science says that when kindergartens were surveyed and they had parents who fought chronically and harshly, that they grew into more emotionally insecure children than children who were raised in homes that fought differently. I'm not going to lie to you or ignore the elephant in the room, because anyone, and I would say 99% of all couples or families, have some kind of conflict. That's the point of human nature. It's not the conflict, it's how you handle the conflict. And what's so interesting is that while 98% of us have been in a fight, Jenny and I have been in a fight. I'm not going to argue with that. I know many of you have been in fights. And the science actually says that when you argue and fight chronically in front of your children, what happens is that they are scarred emotionally. But the science also says that if Johnny and Susie are listening to mom and dad, or brother and sister are listening to mom and dad, or granddaughter and grandson are listening to grandma and grandpa fight, and they fight constructively. I'm not talking about the right boxing gloves, but they fight constructively. That the science actually says that Johnny and Susie become more healthy and more productive. And Satan knows, because Satan is a great puppeteer. And he knows how to move a marionette. He knows how to assimilate the family together. And he knows exactly where to root. And if I were Satan, the first thing I would do is I would create so much chaos and hell in this home that I would control you like a puppet. And the way in which he can control you like a puppet is that Satan was there when God created the heavens and the earth. He watched God. There's a reason why the Bible says God, Satan's throne is in the air. It's not underneath the earth. It's in the air. That's why Satan is called the principality of the air. Why did Satan put his throne in the air? Because he watched God create the heavens and the earth, and communication is in the air. Telewaves, microwaves, satellites. He knew that the great power of communication was in the air. And so if he can control the air and the communication in the air with iPods and iPhones and negative information, that he could control your mind. But he also watched God create man, and he also watched God create feminine spirits. And he knows that a male, a masculine spirit argues differently than a feminine spirit. That a feminine spirit argues differently than a masculine spirit. And just like we get love wrong between masculinity and femininity, we think as masculine spirits that we argue as a masculine spirit. And as feminine spirits, we think we argue as a feminine spirit, and nothing could be further from the truth. We're going to talk about this on Father's Day as we talk about victory in the home. But I want you to know that you are so detailed and descriptive in the way God created you, that inside a masculine spirit are specific hormones, and inside a feminine spirit are specific hormones that arise during the argument process. And Satan knows exactly how to tick you off and create your life as living hell. He wants to make the home a toxic environment. Research has said it wasn't the parents' conflict that did the damage, but how parents fight each other. As a matter of fact, the conflict affects the children's emotional security about the family. And research tells us to keep in mind that children are listening. You may be arguing in the bedroom and Johnny and Susie are at the table, and you may think they don't hear you. But science says and research says they hear every word you're saying, because those little eyes and those little ears are listening to you. And if they hear you being harsh with your partner, with your feminine spirit or your masculine spirit, if a young man hears a feminine spirit being unaccepting and being untrustworthy in her language to a masculine spirit, he reacts differently. If the little girl who's a feminine spirit hears her father act harshly to their mother and to use harsh words, then she will be affected. As a matter of fact, science says, ladies and gentlemen, that when a masculine spirit and a feminine spirit, even as a little boy and a little girl, that when a little boy hears a masculine adult argue in the home and hell and chaos takes place, that he begins to withdraw. And that even as young as a little girl, she begins to do so that she can nurture. And she begins to try to solve the problems as a little girl. And he begins to try to solve the problems in the only way he knows how to solve hell in the home, and that's to withdraw. You show me a 9-year-old boy that's withdrawn, I'll show you a family full of hell. You show me a little girl that tries to work herself into heaven and never feels like she's good enough or measures up, I'll show you a home full of hell. But the Bible says we're not unaware of the devil's schemes. The Bible says we perish because of lack of knowledge. And what God wants to do in your home today is he wants to make it full of the Holy Ghost and full of love. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise in here. As a matter of fact, the Journal of Childhood Development says environmental stresses actually shape the development of a child. Angry parents equals children full of anxiety, stressed out. And ABC's News says something that boys and girls even act differently and react differently to anger and chaos and hell in the home. Boys withdraw and girls get involved. And so, however, I want you to understand that the science also says that it's not if you fight, it's how you fight that causes the damage. And so I want you to understand something. If I were Satan, I'd create hell in your home. I would pit mom against dad, and I would cause you to argue. Have you ever noticed that when you get an argument as a feminine spirit with a masculine spirit, or a masculine spirit with a feminine spirit, that within 5 minutes of your argument, you're not arguing over what you were arguing over, you're arguing over how you're arguing? That's true. 5 minutes into the fight, the dog should have come in at 5 o'clock, and you brought him in at 6 o'clock. And I wanted him brought in at 4 o'clock, but he came in at 8 o'clock. Whatever you're arguing over, all of a sudden, 5 minutes in the midst of the argument, You are arguing over how you're arguing. It's true. And so if I were Satan, I would take the surroundings, because surroundings shape emotions and actions and thoughts. If I were Satan and I wanted to shape Johnny's mind, if I wanted to shape his actions, I wanted to shape his thoughts about who he is as a man and how to treat a woman. If I wanted to shape a daughter's thoughts, if I wanted to shape a little girl's thought about how her mama treats her daddy, what I would do is I'd put them at a table, and then I'd make a masculine spirit and the feminine spirit think they were away, and I let them go at it and be so harsh with each other and fight masculinity with masculinity and fight femininity with femininity, and I would destroy their hides in a moment, because I would make both of them resentful, and I'd close her spirit and I'd make him go away. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the surroundings shape our thought. God spent 5 days creating an environment before he put a man in it. And we're profoundly affected with environments. We go and eat based on the environments. As a matter of fact, even the simplest microorganisms depend on environmental interactions to survive. And like those things that are living, structure and development behavior arise from genetic foundations sunk into the environment. In other words, we're programming our children for hell. We're programming our moms and dads for hell. We're programming our grandparents for hell. And how do we program hell in a home? Make an argument. Bring conflict. Because I want to remind all of you, there isn't such a thing as a healthy seed that produces a healthy plant without right soil, right water, and right oxygen. The truth is, nature and nurture are powerful things that produces behavior. The truth is, even the female egg, if it's not in the right spot in the female body, it cannot produce placenta. The truth is that even your body has a right environment and a right spot. The climate doesn't always determine whether or not you're successful. I know children raised up in the inner city in crack cocaine houses, 2 foot from their home. They ended up being doctors. But what I am telling you is that as the children of the living God, we've got to take control of our homes. It is war on children when people espouse the rights of an ape above a four-year-old's life. It is war when we have transgender bathrooms, and I am not going to hold back talking about it. God created man and women in their image, and God created male and females differently and distinctly. I don't care who likes it. I don't care if you like it or not. There is a difference. And do we have to approach that subject with compassion? Yes, we have hermaphrodites that have attended this church. And it's not an easy solution. But at the same time, this is not the day we back down and make and dumb down the distinctives and the uniqueness of masculinity and femininity. If you believe that, let me hear you give God a hand clap of praise in this place. We're living in a toxic environment, anti-marriage culture, anti-child culture. Our families need to make the grade. We need to raise Christian kids, not just kids. We need to make the team, co-parents, co-heirs, and co-partners. We need to make the time, and you're going to hear more about that in the coming future. But the truth is, communication is the most important element in any relationship. And arguments can be the most destructive thing in any relationship. If I were Satan, I'd get you so mad at him that you didn't even want to open your spirit to him ever again. And if I was Satan, I'd get you so disgusted with him that you would be dishonoring, and that you would not speak to him with trust and speak to him with acceptance, because I am, after all, Satan, and I know how you were created. But our Bible says we're not unaware of the devil's scheme. Somebody shout amen in here. You see, most couples start out arguing about one thing and then end up arguing about how they're arguing. But here's the truth. The more intimate you are with a human being, the more difficult it is to be objective, to hear their point of view without seeing their negative feelings and reacting to them emotionally. The truth is, all arguments hurt. It's not what you say that hurts, it's how you say it that hurts. Masculinity goes like this. When a man feels challenged and his attention becomes focused immediately on being right, and he forgets to be loving, if he thinks that you're challenging him, me man, and he thinks that you're dishonoring him, And he thinks that you're saying to him he's not worth anything, he's not competent. He's going to draw a line in the sand. And listen to me, feminine spirits. You'd be better to lie low like a tornado coming through Madisonville and stay down until it passes by. Because when a man gets angry, no one can fix it. But the truth is that when a female gets angry, it goes internally, gentlemen. It goes internal. When you get mad, you blow up, you throw things, and it's over, and you're fine. But not with her. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, feminine spirit, he's actually unaware of how unloving he sounds to you. And he even gets hurt by what the feminine spirit says with her expressions. Very few men will look at their female spouse and say, "You've hurt me deeply." But the truth is, when a man gets hurt, a masculine spirit is hurt because a feminine spirit has shown distrust. He reads it as criticism. He reads it as, "You don't value me, and you don't see me for what I, you don't acknowledge me. You don't love me. I'm not special. I have no value to you." He goes away and says, "I don't care." Satan knows this. As a matter of fact, a feminine spirit, when she hears a masculine spirit argue, she resists his approach. To a masculine spirit arguing with a feminine spirit, the masculine spirit is trying to prove that he's right. Not saying it's right, not saying it's wrong, but he's trying to prove it's right. She doesn't interpret the argument that way or this way. As a matter of fact, she resists his unloving approach. Men, masculine spirits, it's not what you're arguing about. I know it is to you. She's not arguing about what you're arguing about. What she rejects is your approach to the argument. Scientific fact. Hell cycle. Chaos. Men say, "Why should she be upset?" He might assume she's resisting his content and point of view. So a man feels like she's resisting the point of view. The dog should have come in at 5. He came in at 8. It's not about the argument in a feminine spirit. It's about the harshness of the argument. And he mistakenly assumes she's resisting his point of view. And he really becomes unloving in his delivery and gets upset with her because he doesn't understand her reaction. He focuses more on explaining the merit of what he's saying instead of correcting the way he's saying it. The dog should have came in at 8 because the dog catcher comes by this house at 8:30. And our dog is valuable to us and we don't want to lose the dog. Therefore, the dog should have came in at 7. It's your tone, it's your voice, it's your harsh words, it's your anger that I have a problem with. The truth is that a female has no idea that he's starting an argument. He doesn't. He has no idea that he's starting an argument. He thinks he's defending his spot. He thinks she's arguing with him, and he thinks I'm defending my point of view, and she thinks she defends herself when he has sharpened expressions which are hurtful to her. And so what happens is because testosterone, literally, is testosterone. And he's angry. He raises his voice. You ever notice how masculine spirits raise their voice? And what does a female say? "Why are you yelling at me?" And he says, "I'm not yelling at you. I'm trying to explain something." But what masculine spirits don't understand is that Satan knows how to put hell in your home. And he knows how to take your distinct differences because masculine spirits argue differently than feminine spirits, and feminine spirits argue differently than masculine spirits. And if he can confuse that, he's got you. Similarly, women don't realize how hurtful they are to men. Unlike a man, when a woman feels challenged and the tone of her speech changes, and it automatically becomes increasingly mistrusting and rejecting. And if he sees rejection on your face, if he senses your mistrust, what he does is he goes away and he says, I don't care. I don't give up any longer. And he gets angry, and you see his leaving as hostility. Remember, he's a rubber band. If he goes away, cools off, he comes back closer. She's a wave. She needs reassurance. And it's amazing because this kind of rejection is hurtful to a man. If a masculine spirit sees on your face, how many times have you argued with your mate and he says, the look on your face, it destroys him. And he doesn't realize that your tone and your passion and your anger is hurting her. Because when she sees your anger and your tone, she closes her spirit, and Fort Knox isn't going to open it up. But when you look at her or him and you give him that disgusting look, like I'm disgusted with you, or you make me unhappy, or I feel unfulfilled, or he feels like a failure, that he's not your hero, what every man in the country will do is he will hightail it out of there. And Satan knows how to create hell in your home. He knows how to offend him. He knows how to offend her. And he knows how to take her and offend him. And he knows how to take him and offend her. Knows exactly how to do it. And so what happens is, feminine spirit expresses its argument as first sharing negative feelings about a partner's behavior. But you got to remember that men don't respond well to unsolicited advice. Not saying it's right, I'm just telling you they don't respond well. Men are hypersensitive to criticism from a female. And what happens is, where a woman neglects to buffer her negative feelings with a message of trust and acceptance, like, I know the dog was supposed to come in then, and I trust you, and I love you, but I think maybe, see, it takes two to argue and only one to end the argument. And if female spirits can learn how to argue with a man, it can produce health in a home. But if you don't learn how to argue the way God created you to argue, you're going to raise hell. The truth is, a man responds negatively, walks away, and leaves her confused, because a woman's motto is, if I have to ask, you don't love me. That's not always true, but that is how women feel. A man's motto is, the best defense is an offense. I'm created to protect. I know how to go for your jugular vein. You want to fight? Bring it on. It's in my DNA. I even have the masculine chemical to give me an upper edge on it. But what he doesn't realize is that Satan gets involved in this puppet show of demonic activity, and she sees him as being unloving and uncaring, and to protect herself, because after all, she was meant to receive and he was meant to give. Even the body parts show us that. And so what does she do? She protects herself by enclosing and shutting herself away and not opening herself, which God has created her to do, to nurture, to receive. And there's nothing more dangerous than a woman who has closed her spirit or a man that has walked away. Because Satan knows how to make hell in your home. And if he can get you to walk away, there's a reason why the scriptures say don't let the sun go down on your anger. Men think, feminine spirits, that when you argue and they walk away, that things will be at peace and everything will be okay because he walks away from the conflict. Men, that's the greatest lie Satan has ever told you. Because the way she receives it is hostility, and that you don't love me, because if you did, you'd be right here. And if you love me, you wouldn't speak so hurtful to me. And if you love me, you wouldn't be harsh. It takes a while to learn that. Do you know that even goes to the table with Johnny and Susie? And you have to learn as a parent that with little girls, you cannot be harsh. I had to learn that. I'm a man. I'm a masculine spirit full of more testosterone than I need. But you have to do differently. The way that I discipline Aiden is completely different now than the way that I'd instruct or discipline Lily and Ella. And even the difference there are great differences. But I can look at Aiden and go, boy, you got 3 minutes. Do you understand? And he responds to that. But you don't argue with a female or correct a female the way you correct a male. And you don't argue with a male the way you correct or argue with a female. There's two different distinctions in the way God created men and women to argue. And it's not the arguing that's the problem. It's how you're arguing with each other. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, a man responds negatively, leaving her confused and in her mistrust that is so hurtful to him. So he leaves because the last thing he wants to do is not be your knight in shining armor or for have you admire him. If he thinks you don't admire him, and listen, it ain't the argument at this point. Remember, you start out arguing about the dog at 8 o'clock, but it begins to be 5 minutes in the argument about what you're arguing about, how you're arguing with each other. But I want you to remember, our spouses object not to what we're saying, but how we're saying it. It takes two to argue, but only one to stop it. The best thing to do during an argument is to take the advice of Barney Five on the Andy Griffin Show and nip it in the bud, Barney, nip it in the bud. And to reflect on your approach, and this is very difficult for a man. It's very difficult for a woman. But it is better to go because little ears are listening. It is better to go, we have a disagreement, and men to speak softly. It's not easy. Not easy for me. When I get passionate about something, I'm a bear. That's the way God created me. Let somebody try to hurt my family, they're going to have to go through hell and high water. Can I get an amen? And I'm not apologizing for being a masculine spirit. The problem with this country right now is we got too many feminine men running around because moms and dads are not raising the kind of families they need to raise, and dads are absent, and our boys are being raised up, and they act like femininity because that's the only exposure they've had. But those little ears are listening. It's not that you have conflict, it's how you have conflict. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And so someone has to be smart enough in masculinity and femininity, because it takes two to argue and only one to stop it. To say, let's take a break and let's talk about this in an hour, okay? But you got to lower your voice, mister. I know it's passion to you. I get it. I know when you get passionate about something, I get it. I get it. She doesn't. She doesn't. And so it's better to walk away for 45 minutes and calm down and have the argument and discuss it than it is to argue about how you're arguing. Because little ears are listening to you, and if you ever argue harshly and little Susie hears you in the bedroom being rude and harsh to her mother, she will be taught subconsciously not to trust men. She will close her spirit because you're communicating with a female in a way that she receives as hurtful. If he sits in this chair with his sister and listens to his mom and dad argue in the bedroom, and he hears his mother be distrustful and unhonoring, unacceptance, and communicate to his father that he's incompetent, he will not know how to choose a wife. And if I were Satan, I'd put hell on earth in this box. And I'd be so shrewd that I would teach a little 7-year-old boy how to be disrespected by his mother, by a woman. And I'd teach a little girl how to close her spirit. I'd teach a little boy how to withdraw from love, because little boys cannot be loved outside the arena of acceptance, trust, and admiration. And I would cause him to withdraw into video games. I would cause him to not be part of family conversations. And I would put his little tail in a shell. and I would make her so insecure about her looks. I'd make her so insecure that she just wanted to do and try to fix everything. If I were Satan, I would screw up the way you fight. The truth is, five things happen. Men, number one, F, they fight. When a correction or conversation becomes unloving and unsupportive, a man fights. And immediately he moves into the offense stance. And the motto of a man is a strong defense is a strong offense. And he will walk into an argument, and if he will fight by striking, by blaming, by judging, by criticizing, and making the partner look wrong. And he will tend to yell and express a lot of anger because his inner motive, female spirits, is intimidation. He wants to intimidate you into supporting him. When a man is in a negative state, treat him like a passing tornado and lie low. Why? Because intimidation always weakens the trust in a relationship. And Satan knows it. He knows how he's created. He knows what pushes his button. He knows how to get that testosterone going. He knows how to make hell and raise hell. And he knows exactly what offends her and how to say it in a way that offends her effectively. Because Satan hates you. The inner motive is intimidation because he's trying to get her to support her and love her. And the partner, what happens most with feminine spirits is they back down and then he assumes he's won. Gentlemen, you have not won, you've lost. The truth is, a woman closes up her spirit to protect herself because he has hurt her. A man may not admit it, but a masculine spirit also gets hurt. He may not ever have the ability with the emotional IQ to communicate it to you, but what he will do is he will go away because he would rather do anything in the world than to look at disapproval or unacceptance because he feels like a failure. Women close up. Men go away. Women close up. Men go away. Men shut down, and the result is they stop caring, which is their God-given job. Women close up, and do you know what happens? She gets resentful. And the danger, males, is that when a woman gets angry, it goes down and internalizes into her self-esteem. And when a man gets angry, he throws something, raises his voice, in 45 minutes he's okay. Satan knows how to raise hell in your home. If a man doesn't fight, he flies. It's the Cold War. He avoids confrontation. He thinks short-term gain, peace and harmony has won. But the truth is, it's a lie because even though she's quiet now and even though she's admitted you've won, she resents you. And then what does a female do? Number three, she fakes it. Femininity, to avoid being hurt, she pretends that there is no problem. And she becomes resentful of masculinity and this blocks her love. Remember how God created her body parts. It isn't vulgarity, it's theology. She's been meant, created to receive. His body parts has been meant and created to give. After all, didn't Paul say in Ephesians 5:23 that you are to love her like Christ loved the church? Which means unconditionally because she's a wave. But Titus 2:4 says that you must be trained by older women on how to love a man. And this church is full of great older women that know how to love men. They know how to honor their husbands, which is their love language. But what's so amazing is that Titus 2 and 4 says that she is to love her husband, but it's not agape, it's philo. It's the Greek word for friend. You've got to be his friend, and you've got to make him feel that you accept him. If you ever argue with him and make him feel like he's unworthy, unaccepted, or unhonored, he will run. But if you ever attack her with loud voice argument, she will close her spirit as a protective mechanism, and Satan will beat the hell out of every one of you. Femininity's motto is love is never having to ask. If a feminine spirit doesn't fake it, she folds. Rather than argue, she gives in, and they take the blame and assume the responsibility. After all, their whole call of God is to nurture, to receive, to nurture, to take. And women can get really resentful because they feel like all they do is take and no one gives back. Men can feel like they do something and you don't care or honor what they do. And Satan knows how to worm his little pitiful hands in your life and build this fabric of demonic activity and weave it deep inside of you. Because his goal is for you to go, and his goal is for you to close. And if I can get her to close and I can get him to go, I'll destroy those two little kids at this table. If I can get him to be angry and let the sun go down just one time, I'll get you. All I need is for you to get offended. All I need is for you to remain stupid about how God created you. And to do so, I'll confuse the bathrooms. I'll make the president turn the White House rainbow. I'll take the curriculum in Washington State and make a kindergarten learn that there's no difference between a boy, that when you're born a boy, you may be a girl. And I'll destroy your soul. For a woman, any form of rejection is painful, and they want to avoid rejection at all cost. He wants to avoid a different kind of rejection at all cost. I do not want to be dishonored. I do not want to be seen as incompetent. I do not want you not to honor me. I want you to admire me. This is what honor is. I do not want you to yell at me. I do not want you to raise your voice. I do not want you to be harsh, because God has created my feminine spirit not to receive your harshness. We avoid rejection at all cost. Jeremy, son, please come. Altar workers, take your place. Satan hates you. And he wants to weave his way in your home like a demonic puppeteer, the set of marionettes. And he wants to say, little boy, withdraw. Withdraw so deeply and be so wounded that you don't come out. Little girl, don't trust men. They'll dishonor you. Tell him you don't admire him just by your look on your face. Tell him you don't accept him just by the look of your displeasure. Speak harshly to her feminine spirit and destroy her soul. He calls it to close. I'm orchestrating hell. And if I can win, I'll take all of you to hell. Move. Be offended. Go. Close. Leave. Don't trust him. She has no honor for you. She doesn't even love you. I would leave. He will never hurt me again. I'm so sick of being unappreciated. You ever heard hell lead an orchestra? Have you ever been one of the instruments? I'm here to tell you that we're not unaware of Satan's schemes this morning. I'm here to tell you greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. That through the knowledge of God and the power of the Holy Ghost, you can fill your home with love and you can argue effectively and close down the strategy of demonic beings against your home. He has not left you comfortless. He has not left you without knowledge. He's given you the knowledge for you perish because of lack of knowledge. Rise, Daddy. Rise, Mama. Rise, Junior Higher. Rise, little girl. If we can build families, we can take back this earth if God were to tarry. If we let him destroy us, we're all going to go to hell and so will our children. If you've ever fought for anything, mister, it better be your family. And if you've ever honored anyone, it better be your husband. The good news is, it's not if you argue, it's how you argue. Because if they can ever see constructive conflict and watch Dad stop the argument because he lowers his voice, and if she can ever hear Mama go, "I adore your dad. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. He's a hard worker. He's a man full of character. But honey, I disagree with you about this, and we'll talk about it in just a minute so we can keep peace in the home. Might be an hour, but I promise you this, sweetheart. The sun won't go down on our anger. No more sleeping on the couch. Did you hear me? No more sleeping on the couch. Get out of the couch. Off the couch and get to the bedroom. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down with tender love. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Now, I want you to know something. I'm not going to embarrass you by asking, is your family falling apart? Because that's not what God's about. Holy Spirit is a gentleman. But if you need someone to agree with you, that your family will have a spirit of protection over it, and that you will build a better family, no matter what your need is. Maybe you are arguing. Maybe you're getting ready to sign a divorce. There was a single father here this morning whose wife ran off and left him, and he just came to the altar and wept. There was another person who's wanting to get a divorce, and he just came and he made a new commitment to guard his family and stay away from divorce. I don't know where you're at today, but I'm going to ask you to come. How many of you have gotten anything out of this? Can I see your heads? On the count of three, I want you to come. I want to pray a prayer blessing over your family. You know who you are, and the Holy Spirit is already dealing with you about whether you should come or not. One, two, three, come. Come. People in this room want you to come. I mean, assure you of that. They want you to come. Come on. Come on. Don't sit back there. You don't have to live in hell one more moment. You now have the tools because you came to church today to know how to shut it down and nip it in the bud. Come, come. Anyone else? You want us to pray over your family? You want to stand in proxy for your grandma and grandpa because they're on the edge of a divorce? You want to stand in for your brother and your sister because you argue and you just repeat a cycle of dysfunction? Anyone else? Come, 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 come. Anyone else? Come, 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 come. Anyone else? Anyone else, if you don't know Christ, feel free to come. Jesus is gone. You need healing, feel free to come.
We pray that you were blessed by this message. For more information about Covenant Community Church, please contact us at media@covenantcc.net or visit us online at covenantcc.net.